Special thanks to Beck Savage for today's submission. May your gases be sweet-smelling and breathable to humans.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma. In the year 2260, the Earth died, and the light of humanity went out. But then, someone found a light switch! Stella Firma Limited offered humankind a new way forward aboard their specialist fabrication vessels. There was no more luxurious or available way to escape the coming catastrophe. When presented with our new forward-thinking proposition, the former populace of Earth almost unanimously volunteered themselves and their genetic legacies to be permanent citizen employees of Stella Firma Limited. But wait, there's more! When Stella Firma Limited encountered the intergalactic business community, we were able to pivot our modus operandi and offer our high-grade environmental fabrication technology to the galaxy's most desirable entities. Fast forward 900 years and we are still here and doing what we do best, making your dreams come true. Stella Firma Limited. With us, you're on firm ground.
Oh, I'm on the floor, and I appear to be covered in goo.
Good birth to you, and welcome to your new life as an employee assist of Stella Firma Limited. You are very important to us, and we know you have a bright future ahead of you. Your name is David Seven, and you have been assigned to assist in the design consultation department. You have been assigned to consultant...
You take your questions and shove them up your...
And I'm sure you will get on statistical abnormality with them. If you have any questions, please direct them to your line manager, who will visit you shortly. Have a wonderful...
Oh. Well, I suppose, What do I...
Oh, Prong! Hello, Prong.
Management and design module enabled. Enrollment initiated. Enrollment accepted. Lessons begin. Lessons completed. Optional arts module disabled. The optional speech and confidence module disabled. Classical and modern dance module disabled. Compliance and deference module disen. Error with the education completed. Goodbye.
My lovelies, Heartrow here. I would love to be with you in person to welcome the newest member of our little family, but unfortunately I am not. Nevertheless, welcome David Seven. You are going to make a wonderful addition to our little family here. I am sure that you and Trexel will get along like a shuttle on fire. Isn't that right, Trexel?
Who's Trexel?
Wonderful! Well, you boys get acquainted, and today's design brief will be in your vacuum inbox by 9, so that you can begin. Ciao for now, darlings.
Hello? Oh, well, that seems important. Can anyone... Hello? No? I'll just wait here then, shall I?
Cankering sore on Saturn's ass. You're in my board stamp chair. Get up.
Yes, okay.
Get up.
No, yes.
Into the other chair. Into the other chair.
Ow. Oh, this isn't very comfortable.
Skies above, what the hell are you?
David Seven.
Oh, God, you're a new one, aren't you?
A new...
A biofacsimile, a clone, man, a clone.
Yes, I am.
Oh, move over.
Right.
To business, boy, to business. I suppose you've already looked at the brief, I hope.
No, it's trapped.
Why on earth haven't you looked at the brief yet?
It's in a box and it's secure. I can't get
board
in.
Board protectors, a slacker, right? I'll get it, I suppose. I'll just walk over there and get it.
It says here you have to.
Here you go. Take it.
Okay, right. Oh, right. Okay. The brief.
And what does it say?
It's from Nurturer 163 of the Superfluous Tentacle.
Mm-hmm.
They want a new hatch world for the many-limbed peoples of Zakroon 7. They also need plenty of toys for the innumerable hordes of many tendrilled larvae to play with, and oceans just at the right shade of boiling?
Ah, this is a tricky one. I'm not going to lie to you, David. You've picked a bad day to be born.
Oh.
Now, we're going to have to make quite an intricate little world for these many tentacled things.
Right.
And it's going to be tricky, and you're going to have to work with me. And because I'm incredibly late, don't comment, it is going to be a hard ask. So are you going to come with me, David, or are you going to push against me?
No, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Who am I?
Yes.
Who am I?
Yes.
I? Who?
Yes.
Trexel Geistman.
You're Trexel.
Yes, the Trexel Geistman.
The voice said about Trexel.
Yes, well, that's me.
And
that is I. I is he.
You are Trexel.
You've not done any research. You've not heard of me.
I've been alive for 7 hours.
7 hours should have been long enough for you to learn about the Trexel Geistman.
I'm trapped in a room.
I'll trap you in my room.
I am trapped in your room.
Excellent. Then we're already out of schedule. So, we need to get Nurture 116, the Superfluous Tentacle, a lovely new home for them. They're hatchlings.
Yes. What do we know about the Superfluous Tentacle?
The Superfluous Tentacle are a cult, David, and it's always a cult with these people.
It sounds like it if they're a cult. I'm gonna guess they have tentacles?
Excellent work, David. Your deduction skills surprise even me.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, they have not and only plenty of tentacles, but they have more tentacles than they need, and that is a major feature of this client, David. It cannot be overlooked, for a moment.
All right, yes, right.
Right.
Well, it sounds like we need very specifically boiling seas. I assume the hatchlings live under the sea?
David, you're panicking, you're getting ahead of itself. How can we have a sea without a planet? How can we do that, David?
Look at me. Yes.
Calm down.
Okay.
Easy now.
I'm calm.
Hold my hand. Don't touch me, David.
No.
It's too impersonal.
No. Okay.
We need an excellent home world for these hatchlings. They're babies. They're frightened. It's alarming being born. I should know. I've done it. And so have you. So I'd expect you to have more empathy about this.
I've only met you, so... Okay, yes, fine.
You've just been born.
Yes.
Imagine you're a hatchling.
Look at you
in your superfluous.
Lots of tentacles.
Yes. What do you want? What do you want in the world? What's the first thing that you need to see? And that will tell us what this planet needs to be.
A feeding tube.
Yes, sustenance. Okay, so we're getting somewhere. The planet is a big feeding trough. Yes.
Okay.
A trough-shaped planet. Now, I know what you're going to say, David.
That's a weird idea,
but you've got to go with me this one, David. You've got to go with me on
okay.
this.
Trough planet.
Not a traditional shape. No, but when was Trexel Geistman known for traditional shapes?
I have absolutely no context for that.
Exactly right, David. Everybody's doing spheres. Spheres are boring. They're last century. We need new shapes. Rhomboids. Squares.
Spheres are very physically...
Troughs.
Stable.
Yes. Correct, David. Troughs are excellent.
Troughs. Okay, yes.
So, we need a trough planet.
Right, so the trough is full of sea? Boiling sea?
The trough is full of boiling sea, and the hatchlings placed within it are being nurtured, and they're being raised, and they're being helped to adulthood. And the nurturer, 160 3 of Superfluous Tentacle, can visit and see how well their hatchlings are doing.
Right. Okay. So, do we have any idea how many hatchlings this nurturer is going to have?
All right, I'll check the files.
Zakroon 7 count. Fact file.
Last. It's around 600,432 or thereabouts for next year's hatch.
Okay, right, so reasonably large.
It's maybe a reasonably large amount. Not too many, though.
Size of a moon.
Size of a moon, right. Trough moon.
Put it in orbit around another planet.
Excellent. It saves on heating bills.
Yes. Around a sun.
Around a sun. Boil the water with the power of the sun.
Yes.
Means you don't have to deal with generators. I hate dealing with generators, David. I don't have to tell you. They're complicated. They break down.
You're
I don't understand
me.
Them.
You're telling me?
I'm telling you, David.
You're telling
Come
me.
On.
Right, so, specific orbit in some sort of boiling Goldilocks zone.
A Goldilocks zone.
Yes. Not too hot, but still extremely hot,
yes.
Which is just right.
The specific Goldilocks for the person. I like it.
A boiling Goldilocks.
Do we need an elliptical orbit? Do we want it to vary temperature throughout the year? In the summer it's hotter, in the winter it's cooler, but it's always a nurturing place. Come to the tentacle planet and you'll have a lovely human race. No, wait, different race.
What superfluous tentacles.
I'm getting tired of your attitude.
I'm sorry?
Excellent. You're doing well. Okay. So we're having an elliptical orbit, so the temperature changes throughout the year. How long will the year be? I'm going to say a week. Write that down. Wonderful thing about years, whenever you're building a new planet, you get to decide how long the year is.
That's very quick.
It's very quick.
The water might spill out of the trough.
Where would it spill to, David?
In space? Yes.
Space, you're right. It'll spill out into space, and then we'll have to refill it, and then all of the monetary savings we make on the generators will be lost in water! Come on, David, you've got to think about this stuff!
Okay, maybe a slower or maybe a year should last... A year.
That's novel, but I like it, David. You're thinking, you're using that little bobble on the top of your neck that you seem to think is ahead.
I'm pretty confident it is ahead.
Excellent stuff. Confidence is my king. Are you my king?
Yes.
Boards, wounds, you're no king of mine. There are no kings. No kings, only man and board.
The board.
Excellent. So, an orbit is 1 year. I like that.
Yes.
The water will stay where it needs to be.
Yes.
Coming to think of it, as will the hatchlings. We don't want them spilling it out across the solar system.
Nurture might annoy that.
Ever had a hatchling hit you on your spacecraft's windshield when you're doing a really high speed?
I have never driven a spaceship, and I have been in here for the last 7 hours, and that is all I can remember.
Neither can I. Took my license away when I got drunk and killed that star. So we're on the same page.
Okay. Yes. So we have the orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and boiling.
Boiling.
We'll have to get the... Is it the build team?
Don't reference the build team directly. It encourages them. These recordings go straight to the build team.
Oh, we're recorded?
They're responsible. David, I am not a babysitter. We are building a planet that is a babysitter.
Baby.
Do I look like a planet, David? You're a baby.
You're a baby.
Why baby cry? Why baby cry? Because baby needs a smack?
No.
Well, then baby should shut its hole.
Baby needs a feeding tube.
Feeding tubes
are for... I'm so hungry.
Feeding tubes are for winners, David. You know that. And currently you look like a big sack of loss to me.
Oh.
Profit and emotion, David. Profit and emotion.
Demotion?
Emotion.
Emotion.
Do you want a demotion? I don't think
demotion.
You can.
I don't want a demotion.
You can't be demoted, David, because there's nothing
demotion.
Below you.
Denied.
Even the floor is above you.
Oh.
Don't question me.
Yes.
Okay, so we have the planet now. We have a trough. Yes, David. And you know what, David?
Yes?
I think you were a big part of that. Well done. I'm really enjoying my time with you.
Oh, thank you.
Shush now. So, we need a way of getting the hatchlings into the trough and out of the trough without dying. Because if there's one thing that every species hates, it's the killing of their children due to unnecessary mechanics. I think we can all agree that.
Yes.
Yes. So, how do you carefully move a hatchling from the gentle, boiling nursery area to the hot and frothy teenage area out towards the conveyor belt of adulthood?
Well, I came down a chute.
A chute?
A chute.
A chute?
Yeah, just opened up and dumped me in this room.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that? Was it soft?
No.
Did you have an egg? Do you have an egg around you?
No.
Mm-hmm. I worry that the eggs might crack if a chute just dumps something onto the floor.
Right, so maybe a very shallow chute.
A shallow chute.
A shallow chute.
A shallow chute on a trough moon.
Yes, the shallow chute.
Do you know how ridiculous you sound? A shallow chute. On a trough moon?
Yes?
It needs to be a steep chute, but with a big cushion surface at the end. This is basic stuff, David.
Yes.
I can't be expected to carry you through this process. You'll never survive.
Yes.
Steep chute.
Steep chute.
Nice, soft landing. Tell you what, David. Roleplay.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Easy for you.
Yes, it's me, David Seven the baby.
You're in a shell.
I'm in a shell. I'm trapped in a shell.
Yes, good mind work, David.
Yes,
good mind work.
Shell.
Yes, you're rolling down a steep chute.
Oh, whoa.
Sides are greased. It's nice and soft. Yes, that's how it is.
Oh, this is very comfortable.
And as you fly out the end...
Whee!
And you land on a wonderful pillow. And then you tumble gently into the next stage.
Splosh.
Now you're an adolescent. How do you feel? You're an adolescent teenager.
I hate you, Dad.
Yes?
I'm going to play my music far too loud.
Exactly.
And it will confuse and scare you because it doesn't sound like the things you listened to when you were a teenager.
And that's because...
I am angry.
Yes.
And confused.
Exactly.
And full of hormones.
Exactly. The Geistman 3. Yes. So what we need is baffling. Sound baffling, because what parent doesn't want more than to not be able to hear their teen?
Okay, so how long does it take superfluous larvae to germinate?
Oh, Bord only knows. I don't even know if we've got that on file. We're going to have to work it out. Right, so one of these things is about a foot high, and it comes about 3 foot high. How long does it take to do 2 feet?
2 feet.
2 feet of growth. Come on.
2 feet of growth.
You're gonna have to commit to something because it's going in the plan.
3 years.
3 years. Excellent. It's 3 years now. I really hope you researched that well, David, because if you didn't, this is gonna be an absolute disaster.
Wait, no.
3 years locked in. Okie dokie. So you're moving to adulthood.
Okay.
You've got past the awkward stage.
Sure.
You've seen genitals.
Good.
You know what they are.
Yes, I know what genitals
look
like.
You're an adult now.
Definitely know what genitals look like. Right, I want my own form of transportation and I want to move out. Mum, you're stifling my creativity.
A spaceport. A spaceport with ready shuttles to take each new adult away on some sort of gap year.
Yes, and as a cult, they probably don't want to do some kind of mission thing.
I forgot all about the cult. David, you can't let me forget about the cult.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm checking the brief. They also need toys.
David! We're nearly at the end, David.
I'm sorry.
That is an integral part.
I was caught up in the role play.
This is falling apart like a wet face.
I lived a life. I lived an entire life.
Role play Holovision terminated.
This is important, David.
Yes?
What's fun?
What's fun?
What's fun? You get one object. It has to be fun. We don't have time to do more than one. You have to have one omni-toy. To allow fun. For both
so
larvae, adolescents, and adults.
Lots and lots of tentacles.
Yes, you've got loads of tentacles.
Part of a cult?
Yes, superfluous tentacle cult.
Some kind of very complicated sacrificial dagger.
David, you're beautiful. Your mind is a poised sponge of information, and I'm underneath David with my mouth open, and I'm squeezing, and out comes delicious morsels of wonder, yes! A ceremonial dagger of deeply complicated design. Kids and adults all can play with a dagger hilt for you today.
Spatial learning, that's what I've been told.
Don't complicate things, David. Let them interpret it, and then you can't be wrong.
Okay. So a big bucket full of very sharp objects.
For the kids. Well done, David. I think we have absolutely nailed this one. And by the looks
of
it, just in the nick of time, we're just running down. So we need to submit this pretty much now.
Excellent.
Otherwise, we'll miss the deadline and you will be immediately recycled. But of course, you know how to submit these. Of course, David, I don't need to tell you. David, I don't need to tell you. David, do I need to tell you how to submit a brief? Bored, preserve me, David. Right, take the notes. The notes, come on, David,
the
notes you've been making.
I have the notes.
Put them in the tube.
Okay, they're in the tube now.
Yes, David, and then what?
I close the tube.
Come on, David.
And then I put all the cap, and I put, it in the tube.
3 seconds, David.
I put it in the tube and I hit submit.
Submitting.
David, you've done it. You've survived. Well done, David. You know... 80% of the assistants don't, so congratulations.
Oh.
Well done. Now, obviously, we're not quite through the woods yet.
Oh.
We've got an approval process to get through.
What?
Well, that will go to Hartro and the build team. She'll assess it for content regulation, and they'll assess it for engineering feasibility, and then assuming both of those work...
The big trough.
The big trough, yes.
The big trough full of boiling water.
And assuming it's absolutely fine and can be built without much difficulty, then you'll be absolutely fine and you won't die.
Oh.
Best of luck, David. I'll see you probably same time tomorrow. Yes? Okay.
Wait, no.
Wonderful.
What about
excellent.
Earlier?
Have a lovely afternoon.
Earlier,
bye-bye.
Earlier. Okay. Right.
Stellar Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lowry Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Hartrow Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill. Join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.